So let's review. We begin Perek Hanoisese Isha. Zak the Mishnah, Hanoisese Isha, Upaska Imoi Kedesh Yaznes Bita Chameshanim, Chayiv Lezayna Chameshanim. If a person married a woman and at the time of the marriage, he verbally committed to support her daughter from a previous marriage for 5 years, he's obligated to do so. The chiddush is that even though it was only a verbal agreement without any kinyan, and it's written in a shtar p'sikta, which only documents the prior verbal agreement, nevertheless, the husband becomes obligated to honor the commitment. And this is based on the following teaching. The Amar of Gidl Amar Rav. Kama at nois levintra kach v'kach. V'kama at nois lebitra kach v'kach. Amdu v'kitchu kanu. Hein hein advar manikad mamira. In exchange for the pleasure of the marriage, they obligate themselves to fulfill their respective commitments, and this is considered a kinyan kesa. The Mishnah continues. Nisis la'achar upaske imoy, kedei sheyaznes bituchah mishanim, if she gets divorced and marries another man, who also commits to support her daughter for 5 years. Chayiv lazayin l'chah mishanim. The first husband must still support the daughter for 5 years. The Mishnah explains, lo yoyma harishon l'kishatave etzli azayna, ela moylech l'mezayneseh l'makam she'ima. He cannot say that he will only support the daughter as long as he's married to her mother, as the Gemara later explains, zayisim meres bas etzal ima. A daughter, whether she is a gedolah or a katana, is able to stay with her mother, and those that support her are unable to say that it costs more to support a person that does not live with them. So too, the two husbands cannot say that they will jointly support the daughter. Rather, one of them supports her and the other one gives her the value of the supported money. The Mishnah continues. Nisas, if the daughter herself gets married, her husband must support her, and her mother's two husbands must each give her the full value of the support. In other words, she ends up with triple support. The Mishnah continues, Mesu, if both husbands die, b'nei seihen nizaynis minachas b'nei charen, v'hi nizaynis minachas mishabodim, b'nei shehi kabalas chayv. Their own daughters only get support from unsold properties, while she gets support even from sold properties, because his obligation to her is like a debt. The Mishnah concludes, Hapikun hayukaisvim amanas sha'aznes bitcho chameshanim kozman sha'at imi. Clever husbands would stipulate that they will support the wife's daughter for 5 years only as long as they remain married. This way, if they get divorced, they're no longer obligated to support her daughter. And the Gemara begins by presenting a related machloikis. If a person writes in the shtar to another person, I owe you a mana from a previous debt, and there were no edim in the shtar, but he gave him the shtar in front of edim. Rabbi Yechon Amar Chayev, because Alima milsa the shtar, command the amalu atam edim. When the shtar is handed over in front of edim, it's as if the person instructed them to be the edim to the obligation, and therefore there are edim. Shlakish Amar Pater, because loy alima milsa the shtar. When the shtar is handed over in front of edim, it's not as if the person told the edim to be edim, and therefore there are no edim to this obligation. The Gemara proceeds to explain that Rish Lakish will agree in the following case. Kasav l'kayin, shani chayiv l'cho chomishloim, chayiv litin lo chomishloim. If a father of a bechayr wrote a shtar to a kohen that he owes him 5 slam for pidnya ben, and there were no edim in the shtar, he is chayiv to pay the 5 slam, because de mishubet le midai raisa. The obligation for pidnya ben is minat Torah, which strengthens the shtar as if it had edim. Nevertheless, uvenoi in a podui. The father still needs to give another 5 slam for pidnya ben, gizere shemiyim repoid mishtaris, because people might think that pidnya ben can be done with the shtar. Similarly, Rish Lakish will agree in the following case as well. Arev hayetze achachisim shtaris. The obligation of the guarantor is written after the edim signed on the shtar. This is similar to our case, and that there are no edim to the chiv of the arif. The shtar was merely handed over before edim. However, Rabbi Shmuel ruled, Gaivim and Achasim b'nei chayrin, the arif is obligated. Shlakish explains that this does not contradict his earlier opinion, because of the following distinction. Hasim shaykh le shibud d'day raisa. The arif becomes obligated with a shtar with no edim, because an arif can become obligated with a verbal commitment, even without a kinyan. Abul hach le shaykh shibud d'day raisa. However, a person does not become obligated in a chayiv with a shtar with no edim, because he cannot become obligated in a chayiv with a verbal commitment without a kinyan. The Gemara returns to the teaching of Rav Gidl Amar Rav. Kama ato nois levintra kach v'kach, v'kama ato nois lebitra kach v'kach, am de b'kitshu kano. If the father of the chasen and the father of the kala each told the other what they plan on giving the married couple, after the marriage, the fathers are obligated to honor their commitments. Hein hein advar haniknim ba'amira. The verbal agreement makes a kinyan, because ahi hanod de kemechasni adodi kamriu makni ladodi. In exchange for the pleasure of the marriage, they obligate themselves to fulfill their respective commitments, and this is considered a kinyan kesef. However, Ravashi adds, hadvar halol loy nitnu likasif. The parties are not allowed to record their earlier agreement in a shtar psikta and have it signed by Edom. The reason is because a shtar psikta is merely a recording of a verbal agreement with which one cannot collect from sold properties. And we're concerned that it might be used to wrongfully collect from sold properties. According to this, we'll explain that which our Mishnah says, Meisu, hine zenis menachas mishabodim, the wife's daughter collects from sold properties, refers to a case where the husband later made a kinyan. And but they say, nizainis menachas menicharin, the husband's daughters can only collect from unsold properties, because kivin de isn hu b'tznai bezdin, im mitzrori atvasino. Since it's a tznai bezdin that a father must support his daughters after his death, we're concerned that he already gave them the money before he died.